In this glass case, 5 different models of insect heads on a scale of 50 to 1 are displayed. The mouth parts are quite different from each other in shape and form, and reflect the diverse feeding habits of insects. The American cockroach on the top left uses its mouth parts for grinding solid food. It bites and chews rotten plants and other food. Beneath the cockroach you will find the large white butterfly. In the course of their evolutionary history, butterflies' mouth parts were modified into a long tube or proboscis. The tube is ideal for sucking up fluid foods. Butterflies use it like a straw to suck nectar from flowers. The housefly in the middle of the display possesses a spongy sucking proboscis through which it sucks and laps up its food. Mosquitoes on the top right use their mouth part for piercing. The bristle-shaped mouth parts form parallel but separated channels via which mosquitoes inject saliva into the skin of animals and humans and suck up blood. Honeybees, on the bottom right here, have a proboscis with a widened spoon-like tongue at its tip.